Vince, I would like you to have Joe Dunbar come and do a show to make up for the show that I missed for him. And you can talk and tell him to call Adam, and Adam will verify the pain that I was in, because Adam was with me when we toured, and he'll verify that I was in a lot of pain on the tour because I had two bad wisdom teeth, and it was very painful. And he will verify that you know, that if I could have made it, I would have made it. But I was in a lot of pain. And once you have, you never feel pain until your wisdom teeth are pulled. Once your wisdom teeth are pulled, because they have a deep root. I had teeth pulled before, but your bad wisdom teeth that go like 3 inches down into your gums, that is a very painful thing to have happen. So I just wanted to let you know. Just explain that to him, that Adam will verify that it was for real, that I did have a portrait sketch of straight face today.
No business today. Anyway, just call me. Thank you, bye.
Super cult that has gained popularity with the hip and happening of Los Angeles. Founded by self-proclaimed flesh sluffers, a group who purposely contract flesh-eating bacteria to attain enlightenment. The Order of Poom is said to be responsible for the popularity of Yoshinoya Japanese fast food palaces. The Order first contracted necrotizing fasciitis. By rubbing cat hair and a beef bowl with vegetables on their razor burn. Up to 6,000 times a day. The Order of Poom has also been linked to the rising popularity of zombie walks. A lowbrow attempt at revitalizing the accursed flash mob. With a scary twist, zombie walks are patronizing at best. But take a closer look, and you may find the order within their ranks. Boomheads have no need for special effect makeup. The purpose behind the Order of Boom is unclear. A sick fascination with boiled meat, rice, and vegetables? Gone too far? An attempt to overcome germophobia and vanity by becoming a real-life EC comic book character? Or possibly just bored youths grunting and griming in their chomp film? Spaghetti and meatballs got nothing on them. Postmodern television come alive within the streets of Los Angeles. Who knows? I don't. Do you?
I don't.
Do you?
Do you?
No, I don't.
I don't.
Who knows? No, not me.
Do you?
I don't know.
I don't. Who knows? Oh,
I don't.
Do you?
I'm
don't.
Not really that
do you?
Sure.
Oh,
do
you?
I don't.
Do you? Do you?
I don't.
Do you?
Do
you?
I don't.
Do you?
Sure,
do you?
I don't.
Well, you
might
as well blow your fucking brains.
Well, you
out.
Might as well blow your
guys,
fucking brains out
down.
There.
Do you blow your own goddamn?
Yeah, you
brains
do that.
Out.
What he I said. You shut up now. Go away.
I don't believe you.
I don't believe you.
That's not. I'm not sure.
I don't.
I don't.
Do you?
I don't. I don't.
What? And now, for your enjoyment, a teabag-approved barbershop quartet, urban style.
What you be doing all of that time, my baby? Give me your mommy now, my baby.
Hey, tell them son of a bitches up there, if I go one more fucking time and this thing don't work, I'm going to grab their fucking asses. I'm fucking tired of this shit.
We're ready, Tommy.
Hey, I gotta get ready now. I gotta get in the right fucking frame of mind.
They good thoughts.
The fucking assholes.
We'll do it live.
Okay.
Broadcasting from downtown Los Angeles.
We'll do it live. Fuck it.
It's the More Music Radio Pod.
Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live.
On skidrow.la.
Fucking thing sucks.
Everybody, it's the More Music Radio Pod on skidrow.la or skidrowstudios.com. It doesn't matter. You could type in whatever, either or. You can type in skidrowstudios.la, and I think it's the same thing. You'll get there. Just check it out. If you're listening right now, you already are checking it out. You know what I mean? Tonight we have Adam Papagen. Turn on, hey Nick, turn on Adam's mic and Dirk's mic when the guests. Okay.
I think my mic's on. Yeah.
Are you on?
But no, his mic's not on.
This mic is not on. Well, no, we apologize. We're not usually.
On. I will stand in.
What mic is that?
Adam,
this is so unprofessional.
Mic number four.
Mic number four, Nick. Is that.
But my mic's working, right?
I'm so embarrassed. Your mic's working, yes.
My name is Adam Papagen. Hey, Dirk, how is your mic doing?
Yeah, doing great.
Test it out now, man.
Yeah.
That's better. Yeah, just speak into the thing, too. Yeah, hey, so how you guys doing, man? I'm glad you guys stopped in. You guys are from,
My favorite. Glad you made it, thanks.
My favorite, what do you call it? Talk show, public access talk show.
Oh, yeah, Dell Time.
The Dell Talk Show.
Is it working now? Is this mic working yet?
Yeah. I'm, like, spoiled because I get to have, like...
Is it
working? I'm spoiled because I get to have, like, famous, you know, people that I like to watch, you know, on television and shit. How you doing, Dirk? Dirk's not even fucking paying attention to me right now.
No,
Dirk, I'm the host of the show.
You're very interesting.
I don't come to your show and take a big shit on the floor, do I, Dirk?
I wish you would. I just couldn't show it, but...
You couldn't show somebody taking a shit on public access TV?
Not at KGM. No.
What's wrong with what's KGM wrong with everybody? Why is everybody
TV
so uptight?
Public access. Oh, it's very
I want to see somebody
G-rated
take a big fucking shit on the floor.
At the public access studio in LA, you used to be able to, after 10 p.m., you could have nudity and swearing and anything you wanted.
And shitting, too?
Well,
yeah, why not?
Could two people fuck on the air?
Yes, as long as it wasn't filmed in the studio, if it was brought in. It was the Pamela Peake's cooking show.
Ah.
And that had
what was that?
It's like a porn lady.
You're the king. You're the new king of public access.
Who's the old king?
I don't know. Fucking David Liebehart. Actually, David Liebehart. When you think about it, there's David Liebehart. Who else was on back then around where?
Francine Dancer.
Okay.
Let's Paint TV.
Karen Centerfold. Right.
Yeah.
Raw Talent Hour.
Who's Let's Paint? Was that guy?
The guy on the treadmill?
Yeah. Like, oh, I know him. Yeah, I know.
Did you say treadmill or
name?
Treadmill?
What's his name?
Both.
You know his name?
His name is John Kilduff.
John Kilduff. Yeah, he's a... excuse me. They actually had him on Channel 7 several years ago when, you know, YouTube was making it big.
Mm-hmm.
And he had the most watched show on the internet.
Uh-huh.
So they had a thing on it, you know.
Wow.
Now he's just one of the...
Dirk, you are the announcer and...
am I?
Alex Q. Mellor's sidekick on the Dell Talk Show, right?
Yes, I am. Yeah.
You have a really good radio voice.
Oh, thank you.
I'm looking for... You guys want to be co-hosts on the More Music Radio Pod? I'm trying people out.
Sure.
I tried out a couple people, and they're just not cutting it. I mean, mm-hmm. We'll see. It's the beginning of the show right now.
Yeah.
We got a lot to do. I mean, we got songs to play. I want to talk to Adam about his tour. He went on tour with his band.
Yeah.
The DLH band.
I still haven't heard all the stories, but I'm sure they're
David Liebehart band. A lot of people know who David Liebehart is now, I notice.
Yeah, a lot of people do. He's
you guys have a lot of Twitter followers, too.
Mm-hmm.
How do you get all those? How do you get that? We're old dogs on the porch. My band, The Mormons, we're old dogs. We're like in our mid-30s now.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of coming towards the end of our lives, probably.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, weird, like this newfangled Twitter stuff and the computers and stuff and people talking in the computers. Man, it's hard to catch on to it, man. Yeah. How do you do that? We'll I guess that's something that we could talk about. I mean,
yeah. Well, the first and foremost, if you're going to have a Twitter or something, it needs to have stuff on it like every day.
You know, what do you got to do?
Wanna, what do you mean?
Do you got to like tell people, I'm taking a shit right now, and then just tweet it?
Well, no, you've got to be...
Or be creative. Tweet the picture of your shit.
That's like, for Instagram.
That was good.
That's for Instagram.
And now, see, that's another thing now, Instagram. Dang. Dirk, do you use a computer? Are you like a social butterfly inside the computer?
I'm not into... I have a computer, you know, internet and all that good stuff, and I love it. But I'm not into Facebook. I have a Facebook account, and I've got it all locked down where unless you're my friend, you can't really see anything that I put on there.
Will you be my friend on Facebook?
I use it to where I watch other people, you know, so I can... Because you can't, like, not have any Facebook, even so... I have a Facebook account.
Do you like it? Will
I don't
you
have a picture on there. I don't have anything, but I can read other people's stuff and like.
Will you be my friend on Facebook?
Huh?
Will you be my friend on Facebook?
Sure, I will.
Okay.
All right. Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah. So if you want to be my friend, I'll tell you later how to get in touch with me because you can't even just look up.
Maybe
my name.
We could. Maybe you could send me some links to some good jack off stuff on the internet.
No. No, when it comes to porn, I'm old school. No, really, I am. No internet.
You got porno mags.
No internet. It's either magazines or DVDs. That's how I roll.
Well, DVDs is still in the digital age.
I don't.
No VHS?
Well, yeah, I got some VHS, but, you know.
DVDs are the new VHS, right?
Yeah.
I got a shitload of DVDs. I still have a shitload of VHS tapes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I'm holding on to them. I just want them.
Well, I think for in the far future, you know, when the when the Christian right finally destroys all pornography, one day we'll that stash will actually be something.
Do you think there's going to be like a lot of like it's starting to happen now, like cassette tape snobs.
Uh-huh.
The Mormons, our first recording we put out was on a cassette tape, and I predicted it back then in 1999. That this is going to be the new vinyl. Mm-hmm. Like, people are going to be like, oh, I never listened to anything if it's on a cassette.
Cassette tapes have sort of peaked, though, I think.
You think so?
Because you don't really, they're not really fun to listen to like a record. You can't, like, look at them. They're fun to hold in your hand.
Yeah, but what are you going to look at a record? It going round and round? I mean, if it's color, then it's cool, right?
Yeah, you pick it up and you hold it in your hand.
I like records. I mean, I have a record player and stuff, but I don't really bust it out too much, you know?
The whole thing with the
everybody's
cassette
like, oh,
at
oh.
one time was, the thing was.
It
was
sounds that, good. It's analog.
Everybody who had, bought a new album, a new vinyl album, and this I observed from, you know, when I was younger looking at older people, everyone did this. You bought a vinyl album and you recorded it onto cassettes.
Right. So you could take
then
it with
you. You could play it in the guitar or your car, whatever. And not only that, but when you first, the first few times you played a vinyl record, it was the best sounding ever. So you always want to just play it once or twice. Then, unless you had a party or something or a girl over, but other than that, you put everything on cassette, and then you just played that over and over and over,
album,
and over and
what,
over again.
What's your go-to
and then
album?
Out, you just got another cassette, and you got your vinyl out. You made sure it was all. You took care of it. You kept it in your closet. You know, I was telling these young people how you had to store it. You couldn't store them flat. You had to store them on their edge.
Okay.
You know, there was never by the window. Because you couldn't get too much moisture.
Mm-hmm.
Usually what there was always the ideal thing was even if you're totally broke, you had two cinder blocks or some bricks and then a piece of wood and then you stood them up on that.
Okay.
It was never right on the ground.
Okay.
And they could never be right by the window because they might get sun or moisture.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But if you took care of them in this fashion, they would last for decades.
Do you still have a lot of your records?
No. No, I
you talk about them like you love them so much and you fucking get rid of them.
I just know how to take care of them. And, but I did have a big collection and I actually donated them.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's a lot of etiquette, man. Taking care of records. That's cool.
Yeah.
No, but
do you have records, Adam?
But that worked, though.
And yeah, I bet.
Yeah.
And if you took care of them in that way, they would go decades.
Yeah.
They would never get wet. Warp.
Oh, okay.
But when you bought one, it wasn't like a CD. You know how you buy a CD and then like a few days later you go, oh shit, I bought a fucking CD. Let me go on the car. Mm-hmm. And it's been sitting out in the sun or whatever.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, forget it, right?
No, when you brought it's home, warped, it was like fucking bringing home milk.
Mm-hmm.
You brought home a vinyl record. You brought it into the house. And you didn't let it sit in the car for a few days.
Right.
Yeah. So
that's the way back in your day, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, don't leave yet. Come back here. Get back here, man. Shit. Why is he leaving?
Okay, all right. I'm coming back.
Jeez, man.
What was your favorite album to listen to back in the day? Back when you were like in your teens or 20s?
I don't know.
What was...
I liked it all. I like music.
Hey, Dirk.
Hey, Dirk.
What was your go-to record when you had a chick over in your apartment?
Oh, well, you know, being an old dude, you know, it's like the Barry White or...
Barry White.
All that kind of crap, yeah.
Yeah, you're into that? You're into like soul?
Well, that's that old love. That's like R&B, how middle-aged people reproduce or mate. You know, it's like any other animal. There's a procedure. You know, like a bird will fly a certain way. Mm-hmm. You know, when people, you know, between ages of 40 and 60, which is what I am, they need to, you know.
Are you married?
God forbid. Now I'm going through a divorce.
So. Oh, really?
Yeah, how's any that single going? Ladies out there, I'm, well.
Going through a divorce.
Yeah, I'm going through a divorce. I'm available. I don't perform as well as I used to, but.
Really?
Yeah. But I will lay next to him and cry.
Are you having a hard? Are you having a hard time right now? Like going through the divorce?
No, I love it.
You do?
Yeah.
Do you feel like you're being freed or something?
Yeah.
So how long were you married?
Well, it's like 15 years. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is that your first marriage?
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
So how old were you? So you got married later, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So.
Anyway. So now you feel better.
Yeah, I do. I think divorce is a great thing. Every civilized country has it. It's funny because people like to bash divorce.
Right.
I meet guys like from India and from other countries. They go, oh, we have no divorce. Divorce is over. And you just watch them. Sometimes it takes 2 years. Sometimes it takes about 10 years. And then they get a divorce. And then they look at me and they go, oh, thank God for American divorce. And I'm like, yeah, baby. Yeah, come here, man. Yeah. When he starts thinking, oh, it's so great. I come from a country where there's no divorce and you have to stay with a wife for 50 years. Yeah, I just sit and wait. Uh-huh. I nod. I smile. Uh-huh. Yeah, you know, no, sure. I'm sure it's great where you came from. And then, they always go through the divorce and like, thank God I could leave her.
What went wrong? What happened?
Oh, we just got tired of each other.
Really?
Yeah, I know you're not going to believe this, but some women get tired of my bullshit.
Really?
Yeah. I know. I know you're thinking
you seem
I'm
like,
lovable.
You seem like so much fun.
Dirk, but.
You seem like so much fun.
Yeah.
Playing Barry White.
Making love slow and easy.
Did you mate a lot when you were younger? Or?
No.
No.
No, I was a late starter.
When did you bust your nut?
I wish I had heard the immortal words of Tom Likas. By the time I was 30, I had reinvented the wheel. And then one day, 6 months later, I'm turning down the dial and I hear this guy and I go, holy fucking shit. God damn it.
Anyway. What do you mean?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Do it in the time. I don't know. I'm trying to follow. You know the guy.
He was this guy, okay. I mean...
Yeah, I know Tom Likas.
No. Let me tell you.
By
the third date, nothing's going down.
Uh-huh.
Then you have to sit down and have a conversation with yourself that there's a 90% chance that it's never going to go down. And right. So you can either keep hanging out with this chick and she's going to be your friend.
And just waste your time, right? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, or just don't go out with her anymore and go out with somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, you know. And then he says it's not
Tom
being
Likas-
cruel, it's not being insensitive. It's just being, would you enter into a business... contract knowing that there was a 90% chance you were going to lose money. No, the minute you found out there was a 90% chance you were going to lose money, you'd get out of that business deal and get into another business deal.
Mm-hmm.
So why all of a sudden do we, you know, did our mothers tell us this bull crap about love that's the way you're supposed to approach love? That, you know, I got a lot of issues, don't
I? Yeah, we'll get into them too. Yeah. I want to play some songs. I'm glad that you're here.
Play some songs, yeah, because I need to go cry. And,
yeah, I've always wanted to meet you.
I was going
to
masturbate, but I'm too old for that. So Adam's going to masturbate, and I'm going to cry while you play music.
He's going to watch.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
We're going to watch.
We're talking about having a masturbation competition.
Oh.
This episode.
Yeah,
it
doesn't
make
a bunch of men
pod.
Just sitting around with no women masturbating.
We'll have a circle church. It'll be fun.
Oh, that'll be so much fun.
All right. So, hey, you know what? We're going to hear some songs, and we'll be back with Adam Papp again. And Dirk, do you want to just be called Dirk? Do you want to be like...
Dirk.
Dirk what?
R-K.
What's your last name? What's it sound?
No, well, it's, it can't
like,
be
it's
known.
Like, it's yeah. like Tonto.
Dirk
yeah,
was.
Spock.
Just Dirk.
There is no last name.
I want to know his last name.
It's like, does Spock you, have a last
Dirk
name?
Dirk was born and his parents were like, that's enough.
That's it.
This is does all
Spock
we
Tonto have a last name? Does Spock have a last name?
You guys are nerds, man.
What? Oh, man.
Hey, I'll be right back. We'll be back on the More Music Radio Pod. Okay, bye. I'm just kidding. Spock's cool.
Turn on Fox 5 Sky Guardian and then check that 7 day to make your weekend plans.
Takes a tough man to make a tender forecast, Nick.
I guess that's me.
Keep plucking that chicken.
Okay, I'll do it.
All right, when we continue, the lost symbol has found lots of...
Keep plucking that chicken. Okay, I'll do it.
All right.
The More Music Radio Pod.
Skidrow.LA, are you FAA or FCC?
We're DIY.
DIY? What's that mean?
Do it yourself.
Do it yourself.
on SkidRowStudios.com. And now, here's Vince. With tonight's guest is Adam Papagon. And, of course, me, your humble announcer, Dirk.
All right. Yeah. Welcome back to the More Music Radio Pod. Hey, does that song sound familiar, man? I like it.
That's the Del Talk Show theme song.
I like that show, man.
It's a great show.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to hear some more or see some more episodes of that soon, right?
Yeah, I think...
When is it? I want some now. First, I want some more.
First quarter next year. I'm working on the episodes right now as we speak.
First quarter, so that means like what,
the
by
next
March?
4 months, yeah.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's good.
Cool. How did you guys meet? So Dirk is the announcer on the Del Talk Show, right?
Yeah, I bumped into... The weird thing was he was helping out the guy who was doing Let's Paint TV.
Mm-hmm.
Helping him out. Mm-hmm. And then came into Monrovia, and his guest didn't show up. So I'm up there helping set up the studio, and I'm cracking wise. And the guy, I forgot his name, from Let's Paint TV says, hey, you know, you don't look like you're shy. Do you want to be my guest? And I said, sure, all right. So I'm his guest, but I'm kind of telling jokes, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then Adam goes, well, shit. So afterwards, and then Adam comes up to me and goes, well, you know, I need an announcer. Well, you know, maybe I'm an announcer. So I got discovered twice in one day.
Oh, cool.
But of course, you know, one was just a one-time thing where Adam kept doing me over and over. So,
yeah. So you guys hit it off immediately. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah. And then the improv class, I think, too.
Oh, yeah.
We really got used to working together.
Yeah.
Who else was in that improv class? Benjamin McAdoo. Remember him? He was on the Del Talk Show.
Man.
Who's that guy?
Yeah.
He's this older gentleman who does installs hardwood floors.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Benjamin
McAdoo? He's a weird guy.
Yeah.
Wasn't he?
A little uptight with, he's got some women things going on there too.
Yeah. Yeah. Then you guys got along?
Uh-huh.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then, do you remember that older Hispanic guy? Led an accent. Who was in the improv class?
Yeah.
He was funny too.
Yeah.
Who else was in? Lance was there.
Oh,
Lance,
man.
Was there.
Lance?
And it was Mario.
I think I know that guy. Lance. Mark too.
No.
No. Well, I don't know. You're not saying the last names. Don't get mad, man.
Lance
I'm just trying to join in.
Yeah, Lance is the director. Lance Munguia.
Was Mario in the class too?
Mario was in there too.
Oh my God.
And I didn't know this until later. And then Mario just came up to me one day, and we had to work on a project, and. We had this mutual friend, Don Kramer, who was from the Eric Chase show.
Oh, he played Eric Chase on the Del Talk Show.
Yeah. And,
Eric Chase, okay.
My rival.
And that was I did a prototype show.
You had a show where you had like a talk show off, right?
Yeah.
Host off.
And he was a I actually made the Eric Chase show as a prototype of what I wanted my show to be like when I eventually did my own show. But anyway.
Do you feel threatened that he has such a presence on, he's a natural broadcaster. I'm talking about Dirk.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel threatened, like this guy's going to end up just branching out and getting his own show?
Well, he does have his own show. He has a spinoff.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What's it called?
The Dirk Side.
Get up close to the mic.
The Dirk Side.
Uh-huh.
Hey, now, can you see bars?
Sounds way better.
When he talks, can you see those little bars?
No, man, we don't have that. You watch too much TV, Dirk.
Well, dude, he sounds softer than me. I don't want to know that people are at home are like not hearing him and then they overhear me.
I have nothing to say.
If you had bars, you could tune me down and tune him up, and then the bars would be equal.
Well, Nick sees bars and stuff.
Oh, the
like
bars
that,
are fine there, Nick?
Yeah, I can see the bars.
The
back
bars
here.
Are that, going pretty good.
His bars aren't too low, are they?
No, no the that, bars are going like.
Yeah. And you can raise his bars up and lower mine down.
The bars
down,
are
right?
going like to the middle of
the
good. Yellow.
Yeah, then you have a good engineer.
I can adjust everything.
I want you to go over there and give him a kiss.
Right now on the air?
Not on the
that's
forehead.
That's wild.
Right on the mouth.
That's too wild
because it's Christmas time.
That's too wild
and
for
one
man
should be able to kiss another man on the mouth.
You know, we had an anal cavity search here on. Not on this show, but on. One of my new favorite shows, It's a Fair Question with Vic Cohen. And he had this celebrity bodyguard in. Mm. And it was fucking hilarious, man. They did a demonstration of a search because the bodyguard guy used to work in the jails. And so he had to go and strip people down and make sure they're not carrying anything. So you had to check the mouth, had to check every orifice. You had to spread your butt cheeks, lift your balls, lift up your cock, all that crap. And so he did that. The host of that show, It's a Fair Question, Vic Cohen, He said, hey, well, let's do one on the air. And it was live on Ustream. We have a Ustream feed if you want to check us out. Just go on Ustream and search Skid Row Studios. But so it was live. So I was watching it. And the guy actually gets, you know, stripped down naked. And, you know, fucking sure enough, the guy found something in his rectum. And he sure pulled it enough. Out. He pulled it out and it was he pulled it out and it was a crumpled up piece of paper. And he opened it up and he read it. And it was Vic. A note from Vic Cohen, the host, saying, thank you for coming on my show. I really appreciate it. This has been really fun. It's fucking awesome, man. I fucking love that guy. He's like,
Are we done? Can we go home?
Are you bored?
No, I'm just feeling uncomfortable right now. Yeah.
Do you like it?
No. Looking up other men's butts, I mean, you know. It was a girl's butt, yeah.
Or your own butt.
We're going to have a jack-off contest, though. You were all excited about it 5 minutes ago.
I was just saying that. You know.
Oh, man.
No, I'm not going to. Yeah. Anyway, so.
So you guys work on the Del Talk show, and how many episodes have you done yet?
12.
12? Okay.
Well, I said,
he's done 12. Only twice did I stick out. And, but let me tell you, well, you know, the Del Talk show might be, the series might be ending.
Why?
I don't know. I think it is.
The Del Talk show is on hiatus for a little bit.
Yeah.
But we're working on a new show.
Are you going on hiatus or hiatus?
We got a lot of skits we want to do. He wants to do things on his own with other people, and then he wants to do things with me.
So there is some friction. There is
Is
there a break between...
No, let me tell you, Adam and I love each other. We're going to do a lot of things together. We got skits to do. Matter of fact, him and I did a short film.
Johnny Carson and Ed McMahon, I mean, they didn't... It seemed like they got along, but they didn't get along.
They
hated each other.
They
hated Johnny Carson. Johnny Carson was such a fucking dick, right? Am I right or am I wrong?
That's not true.
You're a Johnny Carson. You love Johnny Carson.
I love both of them.
Okay. Who's the best late night guy?
Well, Johnny Carson, obviously.
Are you serious?
The king of late night. What, you like Conan?
No, David Letterman.
David Letterman's great.
He set the bar that cool. Other people
don't see. And you're talking shit about Conan? Because he went like that. You can't see on the radio, but he went like, oh, Conan. Not Conan now. I don't watch Conan, but I mean, you got to admit, the original Conan show was pretty good.
It was the same as his current show.
No, it was a lot funnier. Am I wrong?
Oh, okay. He was not.
I don't know. Well, you like Johnny Carson. So, I mean, and I like Johnny Carson too, but I would always wait for David Letterman to come on. Like,
I'm glad him and I both saw that because I think it set a standard for quality. Younger people, if they haven't ever seen that, they're not really, you know, there's a lot of quality
it's
out
like
there, don't get me wrong.
Show in that slot is for old people to be watching that, you know? And so, like,
David Letterman show was a lot more progressive and funnier. Now he's kind of stale.
It's not that good.
Yeah. But... I think, because I have like the best of tapes of the Tonight Show with Johnny Carson.
Right.
I think Johnny was
Check it out. I watched him live, son.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I think he was consistent.
Let's talk late night.
Yeah. Yeah. And for some reason, somehow he stayed fresh. I don't know how he did it. That was amazing. Mm-hmm.
Do you like Jay Leno?
Getting real flat.
I do
right
like
now.
Jay Leno, but I know
even Conan's getting flat. The only person that's kind of hanging in there is Jimmy Kimmel and Jay Leno.
I like Jimmy Kimmel.
Jay has been consistent always. Consistent with
corny. Oh, man, you like Jay Leno and
Johnny Carson hated Jay Leno. He goes out there to stay fresh. I mean, he's out there and doing stand-up. He's talking to people on the street.
We're having a late-night show heated debate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Over who's the good host and stuff like that. So far, I mean, I don't know. I think you can see the gap. I think that I like early David Letterman.
Well, I like that too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, early
but you're
David
like,
Letterman.
I mean, I didn't really like Johnny Carson. What did you like? Let's settle this.
Dick Cavett.
See?
I'm like Dick.
How old are you?
It was a little early for me.
You know, like all the old stuff.
But let me tell you, I was old enough to watch the live on Friday nights, Dean Martin Comedy Roast. I actually watched those.
They have infomercials for that.
And they do now.
You can pick them up.
Like, you know,
you can pick them up on DVD.
It's ancient history. But I watched it live when I was a young kid. It helped get me my comedy chops.
That was kind of like the roast of David Lieberhart, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
that you were telling me that's how you prepared for it, right? You just watched some old Dean Martin and stuff.
Exactly.
Well, yeah, and I did notice, who is that one guy who's doing an impersonation of the guy who does the emceeing for the roast on Comedy Central?
I know that Jewish dude, right? He's real funny. He's Jeffrey Ross. Yeah,
Jeff Ross. Well, there was a guy that was doing the Lieberhardt roast, and he was doing an impersonation to him, I felt. So
The Hesher guy?
Huh?
The Hesher guy, the metal guy?
What, Ryan Waist, the guy with the long hair?
Yeah, but he was the guy, he used the most profanity, too. He was kind of...
Yeah, he was good.
He was fucking really good.
He surprised
impersonation of Jeff Ross. He did an excellent impersonation of Jeff Ross. You could tell he
everyone did
a guy.
I was watching the tape.
I was so fucking nervous,
No,
man.
You did a good
I thought I was like, oh my God, like, I'm never going to do this again. This is fucking terrible.
No, it was...
And then Karen Centerfold was there, and she was being a fucking huge fucking bitch, man.
She did... That was the funniest thing I've ever seen her do.
Dude, I've met her several times, and that
I know Karen Centerfold.
On the roast, she didn't turn a bitch until right after the show, and 2 seconds after the show, she turned into a bitch. Most times, the two of the times I've met her, she was like a bitch 10 minutes before the show even starts.
Do you sometimes want to just slap her? You heard me.
Yeah,
me too.
Slap her on the tits.
Yeah.
I'll slap her tits.
With what? Your cog?
No, with my hand, because I'm a, you know, yeah.
Are you packing?
I told myself once I got out of prison, I'd never do that stuff again, so.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, unless the money was right, you know, but.
Yeah. How much would it cost?
No, I'm just kidding.
What's
anyway,
the number?
Let's get back
Everybody
to,
has a number.
easy sailor. Anyway, so, but, let me tell you, Adam mm-hmm. is a consummate worker. Let me tell you, he was in, we did a short film and...
Killer in the Mirror.
Killer in the Mirror.
I still haven't seen it.
Oh my God. That's
when was
effed
it?
Up. That's fucked up.
Can I say that
on the air?
Was it a horror movie? Don't cuss.
Yeah, it was a murder mystery.
Please don't cuss, man. We don't want to get fined.
Right, I'm sorry. It was on the air. I'm sorry. Oh, did you bleep me?
Yeah, okay. Bleep him. Nick, please bleep Dirk.
Dude,
fuck, man. Hold on. Stop the tape.
No, we don't cuss in this studio.
We're going to have to splice that out, man.
All right. Oh, man.
Reel to reel. Nick, stop it. Stop the tape. Dirk, come on, man.
It's over, guys.
Please settle down.
Okay, I won't do that again.
Kids listen to this shit, man.
Nah, man. Say whatever you want.
Kids just say no.
Is it cool? Okay, Nick's in charge. We can say whatever you want.
Say and do whatever.
Hey.
We're going to have a jack-off contest.
What was I saying? I forgot what I was saying.
Karen Centerfold?
We moved on from there. Killer in the Mirror. Okay, so Killer in the Mirror came. I wrote the script. I was it was my first try as a hired gun as a writer. In other words, someone would come in, they had an idea, and I just wrote for him. And it wasn't my idea. And he would come in and with the classic thing, I would write something, he'd come back a couple of days later, no, I need you to rewrite this. So we totally wrote the way, I totally wrote the way this guy Mario wanted it. And we did it, and then he directed it, and I just became like the boom guy or whatever, you know. So it was totally his baby, right? So we filmed it, everything turned out great. Of course, Adam is like, this is why I want to work with Adam from now on in, because... Well, not just because he does a great job on the Del Talk Show. And he is the Del Talk Show. You know, behind the scenes, he is what makes it what it is. But he you just call him up, and he works. Anybody out there wants to hire an actor or whatever, he shuts up, he works, he shows up on time, he reads the script beforehand, he memorizes his lines, blah, 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 blah. Everything's great. Mm. Okay, so anyway, so get back to the short film. So... We got these actors. We lined it all up. We got a good script. And so Mario goes, and a few months go by, and he finally gets to start editing it. And all of a sudden, this one guy, you know him, his buddy, one of his buddies, Ed.
Oh, Ed Horsley.
Starts putting this idea in his head that somehow I commandeered it. And I hijacked the idea. So he edits it, and he goes in the room, and he starts editing it. And so I hear about his editing sessions that are taking hours on end, and I'm like going, hey, can I come and help? No. Can I look at it? No. So I go, all right. And he's not telling me too much, so I go, something's awry. So one day, he's got this really hot, tits-up fucking editor, doing the editing for this really great guy called Dave Palomares. Amazing guy. Amazing guy. And so one day Dave bumps into me and he goes, man, that's a weird fucking movie you made. And I go, well, what do you mean? It's just a nice, straightforward murder mystery. It's great. Yeah, but you guys didn't have a script. What? You didn't have a script. He goes, yeah, I need a script to work from. So I can't edit it on my own. I always have to have Mario come in and sit next to me and talk me through the editing. And I go, what? And he goes, yeah. And what are these scenes that you shot? What scenes? Well, like, he starts mentioning scenes that I don't even remember shooting. And I go, what? What's going on here? So, but that was his thing, and that was his thing. And I thought we could have won. I thought we could have been more. I actually thought we
What's
had something that could have won a contest.
Sure, and I was in it.
No, it was a murder mystery.
It wasn't actually, your movie, Adam?
I was just in it. They reshot a scene
with him.
You were the main guy?
I played the realtor. No, I played the realtor.
Well, what it was a murder mystery.
Okay.
And as the movie goes on, we introduce characters, and one of them is Adam, and everyone's got a motive. Either they, it starts with...
Is the explanation as long as the movie? Because we got some songs to play.
Well, the cousin died. This guy gets a house.
Okay.
And his cousin had died. Okay. That's how he got the house. So he's there and he has some flashbacks and things go on. It's called Killing the Mirror because there's a lot of neat reflections in my house. And so we get these different scenes with the camera with these reflections. And he'll sometimes have flashbacks and sometimes, and then other times he'll introduce himself to other characters. Adam is the greedy realtor, so his motive is money. Like, who killed his cousin? Nobody knows. Uh-huh. So was it Adam? He was the greedy realtor. Money is a motivator. Then there's the crazy neighbor. He's crazy, and he also admits that he loved her.
Before you go on, if you're going to tell what the ending of the movie is, please let me know so I can say spoiler alert.
I have to tell you because if you watch it, you wouldn't know what the fuck's going on anymore after the editing job that Mario did. So I have to tell you.
If I don't tell you,
you will never be able to figure it out. You would have been able to figure it out if you would have followed the script, but no.
Okay. How long is the movie? Like half hour?
No, it's like 10 minutes.
10 minutes?
10, 15 minutes.
Okay.
So it goes on, and then, of course, as it goes on, the lead character himself... you start to suspect maybe he killed her.
So
in the end, you don't know who killed her, and in the end, he winds up dead. So you don't know if he killed himself.
So then you're like, I don't even know what the fuck is going on.
It's a mystery, though, but it's a cool mystery because in the end, he dies, and then you don't realize, did he kill himself, or did one of these other suspects kill him? Uh-huh. Because it's... Yeah. Everyone's got a motive, and it's a clear motive. It's either love or money. Usually, that's the two things that someone will kill for in a movie.
Right.
So, anyway,
and then you won't find out until, because it's only 10 minutes. It's only a 10-minute movie, and you won't find out until the sequel, but the sequel comes out 2 days later.
You're not supposed to fucking find it. Anyway, supposed to argue about it afterwards. Anyway, so Mario takes it and he changes it. And so then there was this like real big lead in that this guy was insane. Well, you're not supposed to learn that he's insane until the movie kind of moves along, and then you start suspecting, there's something awry.
Yeah, it's on his head.
So right at the beginning, they tell him, bam, he's getting on a mental institution, and they're telling you how fucked up he is.
Uh-huh.
Then, bam, right at the end, out of left field, you have the realtor, which is Adam calling, going, yeah, I took care of that guy or that chick or that house.
Oh.
So it was like... there's no mystery at all. Yeah, it was like there was no.
I remember the reshoot day.
There was no building. There was just this. So then it was like, well, wait a minute. Why did you over say that he was insane? And then you just admitted at the end that the realtor did it. There's no mystery. It was just. And then there was this weird
I feel like I don't even
music.
Have to watch
and
it now.
And dude, it was just, it's a weird music. They put in this 1970s weird slasher music.
I want to see it now.
Dude, I want you to see it.
I do want to see it.
And I want you to have a copy.
Yeah.
You should. Everyone should have had it. That's another thing that pissed me off.
Oh, man.
I don't give a crap about what Mario wanted to do because that was his baby. We agreed upon it. And you know how much you paid for that script?
How much?
A plate of those nice sirloin nachos that you get at T. Phillips over on Myrtle Avenue in Monrovia.
You got nachos?
No.
Yeah, he paid for that script. It's my first script I ever sold. I sold it for a plate of nachos. Anyway,
sirloin tip nachos?
Yeah, because they cut up little pieces of
nachos.
Sirloin.
That sounds good right now, man.
I fucking sold the script
for it. That's the white people carne asada.
Anyway, so I didn't care because that was his baby, and if he wanted to change it the way it is, fine. But my thing is this, and I do it with my own TV show. I make DVDs.
Uh-huh.
He should have made tons of DVDs and just hand them out like candy. That's what he should have done.
Mm.
Yeah.
Candy. So,
now, he doesn't have to, Adam doesn't have to make DVDs for me because, it's on YouTube.
Uh-huh.
But mine, since it's not on YouTube, I make DVDs and I hand out to people. And so, on my show, but,
you should put the Del Talk Show on PornoTube. Like, get it, try to sneak it in there or something. Yeah. Is there a way to do it? They watch it.
They probably make watch sure it first. That it's porno.
YouTube, like, make sure that it isn't porno.
Yeah,
you should be like, call it the Del Twat Show or something like that, and then maybe they'll just be like, oh, that sounds like,
hey, so how is Karen Centerfold? Does she have a boyfriend, or what's the story?
Yeah,
the boyfriend in Las Vegas, that guy.
Really?
Is it a real guy?
You ever heard about that guy?
No.
She has like a sugar daddy in Las Vegas.
I wonder if we should call her. You think we should call her?
Is he like old and ugly?
I don't know.
With money, just like, if he's old and ugly, but he's got cash, and she's like, well,
I don't know.
And then they do it and stuff, or?
I don't know. She just talks about this guy from
Las Vegas. Be real. Okay.
You never know, Karen.
Yeah. That happens.
Well, cool, guys. Hey, you know what? Let's play another couple songs, take a little breather, and we'll be back with Adam and Dirk of the Del Talk Show on the More Music Radio Pod.
Woo, woo, woo.
It is very, very bad for that man to make an accusation like that. That is terrible. I have never, ever, since I've managed, ever told a pitcher to throw at anybody, nor will I ever. And if I ever did, I certainly wouldn't make him throw at a fucking 130 hitter like Lefay or fucking Babacqua, who couldn't hit water if he fell out of a fucking boat. And I guarantee you this, when I pitched, and I was going to pitch against a fucking team that had guys on it like Babacqua, I sent a fucking limousine to get the cocksucker to make sure he was in the motherfucking lineup, because I kicked that cocksucker's ass any fucking day in a week. He's a fucking motherfucking big mouth, I'll tell you that.
Pod at skiro.la. More music radio pod at skiro.la.
Every morning, listen to Howard Stern. I think
players.
What inspired me to write the song when it doesn't want me to look at porn? I met this alien about 6 years ago when I was doing Christmas decorations first in Redlands, California. He revealed to me that he was a Kerr Indian and he was telepathic and that he could read what I was thinking, and he saw that I had a lot of lust in my mind toward wanting to be intimate with women, and he told me that was wrong. And he told me I need to get my my thoughts in action on a more spiritual level on valuing women in a spiritual, respectful way and not think about lust or sex. And what came out of it is this, writing this song, Laurent Doesn't Want Me to Look at Porn. And then when I saw him again, and when he moved to Chino, California, he telepathically pulled out of me that he didn't want me thinking or lusting at women for sex. And it inspired me to get this song written and write this song. And that's what inspired me about the song. Okay.
Whitman doing Tom Likas, and you're listening to the More Music Radio Pod at skidrow.la. These bunches do a good job.
Music Radio Pod. We're here with Adam Papp again.
And yo.
Dirk. What's your last name, Dirk? I want to know.
Yeah.
I want your social security number.
And your date of birth. Number.
Yeah. And I want all your money.
Oh.
Do you have a lot of money? Are you wealthy? Do you have a lot of money?
No.
Do you have a day job soon. Or what's your job? What do you do?
Well, I got, I used to actually make gasoline for a living.
Really?
Yeah, I used to be an oil refinery.
That's like moonshiners or something?
I used to be an operator at the Chevron oil refinery in El Segundo.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
And what happened there? Like,
well, you know.
Get fired? Why'd you get fired? Did you harass someone?
I saw handwriting on the wall, so I staying 25 years. I left after about 15 years.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want to get that pension.
I had a little problem there.
Really? What kind of problem?
You shouldn't have been handing me all this alcohol. But anyway, I got it under control now.
Huh?
I think.
Mm-hmm. So you got a drug problem or anything too, along with the alcohol problem?
No, not
or,
anymore. No.
Do you have a porn problem like David Lieberhart?
No.
He said I forgot what he said, the word that he used, but he says that he was like something, he's like very addicted to porn.
He's got a bad habit of looking at porn?
Yeah, something like that. But he said that he's like, it's almost like if he's been like victimized by porn. I forgot the word that he chose.
Yeah, yeah, he's like got an interesting way of phrasing things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like the way he talks. What do you say?
He was like, this Chinese guy gave me some DVDs of porn, and he said you can tell Laurent to go fuck himself.
You can tell the what?
Laurent is the alien that doesn't want David to look at pornography.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's the song that we
Chinese
just heard.
The Chinese guy knows about the alien.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a famous song.
Yeah, you just heard Laurent, and that is off of the David Lieberhart Band upcoming album. Mm-hmm. And when's that album going to come out, man?
Ooh, good question. Mm-hmm. Wish I knew.
So is you having like trouble getting the funds for it, or what's going on?
No, it's all recorded. We just don't know how we're going
to. Do you think you might be able to leak the More Music Radio Pod? I mean, some stuff so we could play it to kind of like tease it.
Send
me the whole thing, and I promise I'll only play. Okay. I'll ask you for permission to play it. I don't want anybody to get any lawyers involved or anything, mm-hmm. because our lawyer is Joe Escalante of the Vandals. So I don't, you know.
Is it?
We're pretty locked in, you know. Mm-hmm. So anybody fuck with Skid Row Studios or Murmy's Creative Pod, like I would hate to have that, you know, have us in that battle, because Joe is a pit bull. And he's also, speaking of bull, he's a matador.
Yeah, I know that.
He's an amateur matador.
Yeah, I love the Vandals.
Yeah, man.
Oh, the Vandals were good?
Oh, yeah, they were great.
I listened to his commercial on 1150 on the AM dial.
Yeah, that's right. You know, he has a barely...
I'm a pinko, so I listen to... Of course,
Barely legal radio.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's right, man. Yeah, he was on the More Music Radio Pod. That's a cool dude. Mm-hmm. I really like that guy.
You know who's super funny?
Who?
Is the singer from the Vandals.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know him or anything.
I was a little intimidated to talk to him, though, because the Mormons played... there was a screening of the movie Cake Boy that Joe Escalante did. And it was screened at the Hyperion Tavern over here in LA, in Silver Lake. And so we played, and then they screened the movie or something. And they were there. Like, Joe was there with Warren. Mm-hmm. Warren, what's his last name?
Warren Fitzgerald. He works on the Aquabat TV show.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's a writer on it.
Oh, shit. Mm-hmm. I didn't know they had a TV show.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It's cool?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I got to check it out. I'm like resistant of even trying to listen to the Aquabats.
Well, their music is terrible, but...
I resist stuff because I know there's something about this that ain't right.
The whole point of the Aquabats band, though, was to get the TV show. And they've been trying to do it for like 15 years. And then last year they did it.
Yeah. Mm. This is my favorite Vandals song, or one of my favorites. And I played it for Joe, and he was like,
do
you love me? I don't like this song.
Which one is this?
Well, how much do you love me?
A whole bunch.
Well, how much is a whole bunch?
Well, I don't know.
This much?
Oh.
It's called Slap of Love. It's about you get your...
We'll call her baby. And if she wants to go out, say maybe.
I like it. It's about hitting your woman.
What era of Vandals is this from?
This was the first album.
Oh, yeah.
Peace Through Vandalism?
Yeah, see, I mostly know the the second half of the Vandals career.
Oh, okay.
Like after Sweating to the Oldies.
When like Dave Quackenbush is in it and stuff. And this guy's gone. The original singer's
gone.
Yeah,
it's all the original people are gone except for... The
original singer died.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I know that.
Like, he was like... He died, I think. I wonder if he killed himself. I forgot. Joe Escalante was here telling me the story and like giving it a real in-depth thing. But, you know, the original, I think, bass player of the Vandals is like, I think they try to sue Joe and stuff.
Because
they said
that
Joe stole the Vandals and that he was responsible for the guy's death. I think the guy killed himself or something. And like, really, there was some bad blood and shit, you know. You got to check it out.
It's a wild story.
Check out Skid Row Studios, look up the More Music Radio Pod, and you'll find the, I think it's episode 44. And you'll hear the Joe Escalante. Yeah. We drank with the guy afterwards, too. We were just like, hey, like, you know King Eddie is over
there.
We're
going to go
there
after this, actually.
Oh, really? Cool.
I haven't been I thought it was going to be closed by the time I got back, and it's closing in 2 weeks. I still haven't been.
Yeah, there's still, this is a good time to check it out. This is the last couple
weeks.
Bar
is hard to find. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you, I don't know if it's still worth a darn, but it still exists.
I was kidding. You can cuss.
There's a bar called... No, but it's good because I'm on regular TV. I can't be.
Oh, anyway, you get good
but
practice.
Let me tell you. There was this dive bar, and it's still there. But in the 90s and early 2000s, it was like... I used to call it like Babylon 5. Like, you could be an alien and come there, but as long as you laid low and you didn't fight, you could hang out. And it was called The Castle on Sepulveda Boulevard in Manhattan Beach. And you couldn't see the front of it from the street, and only the locals knew of it, but you had to park in the back on Marine and Sepulveda. And let me tell you, dude, you can go there and just do whatever you want and be whatever you want and be on whatever you want.
Could you just drop your pants and whip it out?
I mean, things would go on there. Most of the time it was very boring. Just a bunch of old men sitting around looking at some, a lot of retired strippers would sometimes work there. And they wouldn't strip, of course, but they would. But anyway, but I mean, a lot of weird things would go on there because every now and then, because you just come in and do anything. So, you know, you could bring a date in there, and it could be, I mean, like one time a girl walked in there and she just didn't want to put on pants.
Really?
And no underwear either. But it was fine. People just kind of looked around. All right, it's fine.
Free flapping.
And then, you know, another time there was this one bartender that I was real friendly with. And it's just kind of one of those things where she was into spanking. Mm-hmm. And so this girlfriend I had, I was never into it. And this girlfriend I had got me into it. And so...
what do you mean? Like you being spanked or you doing the spanking?
Did I do the spanking?
Oh, okay, good.
And
the other way around, it'd be kind of weird.
When a woman's into it, it's not like playing where you just like slap it. I mean, you slap it so hard, your hand hurts.
Uh huh.
So this girl goes, she would start telling me about it. We're like friends and we're kind of hanging out. So she's at the bar and she's like, well, spank my ass. And, you know, like you do your girlfriend. I said, all right. And I did it, you know, really hard where it, like, hurt my hand. And you saw these guys at the bar spit out their drink, you know. But anyway, just weird shit goes on in there. And
other than the slapping, did you get into anything else? Like, did you have her do anything to you?
Well...
Like pull down your balls hard or something?
No, I'm sensitive. I can't handle pain. I'm not into getting spanked or...
Any insertion? And I mean, on
not
her
from
part
her,
into
no,
you.
Okay. No,
David, I can do. Have you ever done that?
What?
What's the kinkiest thing you've ever done that? Hmm? Like sexually.
The one time. I actually.
Adam's actually 55 years
girl
old.
Girl actually was on top.
Really? Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Yeah. Oh,
that was wild.
God, that's
wild
tame.
Stuff.
That's. I gotta try that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, girl on top.
Man.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. There's actually two positions.
Did you put it inside her thing?
Well, yeah, of course. There's just like the
Jesus
other way.
Christ, Adam.
There's like the regular
one here.
We're describing Adam's sexual encounter.
She gave me the two fingers? At least I had this one girlfriend. At least gave me the two fingers. Yeah. You know, she said, hey, you got to know what it's like. And I said, all right.
Dirk.
There we go. So
how
then,
long until you finger fuck a chick?
Huh?
On your standards?
Well, I know when the relationship's going well, if you know, by like the third date, third or fourth date, you know, something. Yeah.
Because you're listening to Tom Likas. You were saying you listen to Tom Likas.
Well, you know what, though? It isn't that I'm you know, I mean, I have some women that are friends, and there's, you know, I believe in all, you know, all that stuff. I do, mm-hmm. You know. And I think it's great. You know, we live in a workplace now where you know, the woman has a right not to be harassed.
It wasn't like that back when you were working at the plant, right?
No. Yes, it was.
Really?
What are you talking about? It's been that way since the 70s in this country. Yeah.
Oh.
I didn't work in fucking Saudi Arabia.
It's not like it's...
I worked in El Segundo.
There's some places
weird,
where it's still like
weird,
Saudi
you know
Arabia.
What I'm saying? But anyway.
There's some workplaces where it's still like that.
Not North America.
Well, I don't know.
And if any woman tells you that,
Mexico is in North America.
Well... All right.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. There we go. Mm-hmm. Smart guy.
Yep.
All right. Anyway.
Are you guys getting in? Do you guys fight at all?
No.
Never.
What's
have
this
you
guy?
Ever had
this is the fight? This guy.
Have you ever?
Let me tell you. I'm rebuilding a career. He's building a career.
Uh-huh.
And we when we see each other, we see dollar signs.
Uh-huh.
We got a future and we got money. Yeah.
That's a good relationship to have.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So don't screw it up. All right. Yeah. God damn it. Yeah, no, we got a future, and it's going to be great. And it's going to be, you know.
You know how, like, sometimes, like, in the cartoons, like, you know, if, like, one of the cartoon characters was hungry, like, they would look over at the other cartoon character, and then they
it would turn into a steak.
Turn into, like, a steak or, like, a chicken or something.
Or a big penis.
You look at Adam, yeah, and you see, like, a stack of cash sitting in that
I
chair.
Do. Yeah, I think he does with me. Yeah.
Really?
I was hanging out with me because
so when's it going to happen? When's the money going to start rolling in?
It's a building process. We're building the foundation.
Next year.
Or do you guys?
We're building the foundation.
Because
coming in.
So what are the plans? I want to hear some of the plans. It sounds like there's something going on that's not
We're already doing
it. Yet?
We're already doing shows. We're already testing out things. You know, we got, he's going to be doing a shoot for me in a week.
What's your show called again, Dirk?
The Dirk Side.
The Dirk Side.
Yeah, instead of there's the light, there's three sides. Everything is the
Have
light
you guys
side.
Shot
there's the dark side,
yet?
And then there's the Dirk Side. It's kind of a weird thing.
Like,
on the,
are we getting Adam? Are we getting a taste of the Dirk Side right now?
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I said the word two fingers, I'm talking about that was the Dirk Side.
Wow.
So, yeah.
That's the Dirk Side.
So your girlfriend never gave you the two fingers or at least one finger?
No.
Pinky?
I made it clear.
She never gave you a pinky?
No.
Or a toe?
Listen.
And my girlfriend's here right now, and I want to say, babe, like, just so you know, you already knew anyway, right?
Keep it clean.
I'm not down for you going in with a brown.
You go to Rite Aid and you get these
I'm not down for you going inside with your finger in the brown town.
You get these little bottles of...
Dirk, you just forge ahead, right? You just.
I do.
But
it's important because you've got to share the love. I mean, if it's going to last 4 years from this 3-year relationship, you get that little bottle of that little saline enema solution, and you go in the bathroom.
This is the Dirk Side.
And you lift up, and then your rear end's pointing in the air, and you put it in there. Squeeze
okay.
the whole bottle
I've had
there.
An enema before, right. yeah. I've had
then
to,
you let it sit for, like, you know, as many minutes as
it's
you can.
It's not very
five
comfortable.
Or 10 minutes,
you have to do
five or 10 minutes.
Dirk, you
then
have
you
to do a nice...
No, it's clean.
You have to do... Hold on. Speaking of enemas, you're the one who brought enemas up, and this is something I want to say. When you do an enema, you got to make sure that you have a nice, long hold. You have to hold
the
solution.
Yeah, you have to hold it. That's what I'm saying.
You know?
You interrupted me. I said, you got to hold it at least
for 10
minutes.
But you've had that, right? You've had an enema?
Yeah.
Did you have a nice hold?
Well, that's how I didn't let my girlfriend just go in there with the two fingers without the enema first.
Okay.
You have to do enemas first
I'm
before
not even
you do
thinking about, but Dirk, see, you were being considerate. You were thinking about your girlfriend, and I'm not even thinking about that. I just don't want anything in my asshole. Like, I could care less. If she tries to put something in my asshole and she gets shit on her finger, that's
Shut
what she
up,
gets.
Because
I said,
it.
I told her,
Shut
I don't
up.
Want that.
With all the transvestites you have going on your show, don't tell me nothing's going up your
ass. We've only had two transvestites on the Bell Talk Show.
Anyway,
three, if you include the time I did drag.
Everyone's got to do enemas. That's what they do in the industry anyway. You always enema it out. Everything's clean. And
enema
then you just
out.
Go in there and you get, like, you know, have some fun.
Yeah, you sound like you worked in the porn industry.
No. I worked in the oil
bitch.
Industry. It's very similar.
Oil
refineries, very similar. A lot of... Only in
Smokey Robinson.
Only in Chevron, we raped the land, not women. But yeah,
which is worse?
Well, you know, you always get another woman. You can't get another Earth. No. Oh, that's horrible. Wait, no. I'm sorry. I always get these cards and letters coming in. No.
My girlfriend's gonna hit you in the head
with
a beer bottle.
Baby
right
Jesus,
now.
No. No, it's all bad. All rape is bad. I don't care what Republicans say.
Okay,
it's
what
all
about
bad.
What about rape versus rape?
Hmm? Listen,
Whoopi Goldberg said
listen,
there's okay, but that's that, not. She was talking about Roman Polanski on The View.
No,
it's a great show.
No excuses.
And she said,
no excuses,
I don't care how good
rape,
Chinatown
it's not
is.
Rape,
no,
rape.
No.
She said,
I don't care how many of his family members got holocausted. You can't have sex with a middle schooler.
No,
I agree.
No.
We're in America now.
Yeah, there's a
in Germany or France or wherever he's fucking Poland.
Yeah, where the fuck
where
is
the
he
fuck
from?
He's living?
Yeah.
And then he runs from it like he didn't.
That was wrong.
Fuck
no,
that
it's
guy.
Wrong. It's wrong.
Great filmmaker, though.
Do you think we should send the fucking SEAL Team 6 in to just fucking take him out?
No, I mean.
No. But I'm
why not?
It's
would you be? Let's say you heard that somebody killed Roman Polanski. Like, knowing what he did, would you give a shit? Would you be like, "Oh man, that's wrong"? Would you, or would you just be like, "Huh, that's cool how it ended up"? That's how I'd be. I'd be like, "Oh, cool, he's dead." Like Jeffrey Dahmer, you know, like he got.
I don't know
it.
If he's like Jeffrey Dahmer, but
Yeah.
Who's worse? Jeffrey Dahmer.
Because one was a serial
But were you
problem.
Sad
this
when
guy,
you heard
this
that
guy
Jeffrey
had
Dahmer
a one-time lapse of judgment, though there's a lot of people doing a lot of hard time
that
for
is,
a one-time lapse of judgment.
That is a
and
huge,
so I'm not letting him off the hook with that. I'm just saying there's a difference between one
just
guy who,
you could understand.
Who is a career rapist and one guy who, you know, one time
he
in his life had a one-time lapse of judgment.
Sex offenders and child molesters never...
getting back to, there's a lot of people...
People like that who are sex offenders and child molesters and stuff, they never strike once.
Right.
He'd probably done it before.
Exactly.
Or has done it since. Or maybe not because of all the scrutiny. But he would have done it again. He's a pervert.
Boom. Sit down,
Dirk. I'm not saying he's...
It's not like he couldn't get attractive women of age.
He
was married to one. He impregnated one.
Yeah.
Like one of the hottest women.
It's some bad things going on. He's a bad person. And,
terrible guy.
You know, he just got out of it. Yeah.
Fuck
so.
Great filmmaker, though.
Yeah.
Really. Are his movies good?
You've never seen any of them?
No.
They're all so good.
They're
all so good.
Really?
Yes.
Hey,
okay.
Adam, how long does that battery last? Or I guess I should ask Vince. How long does your battery last in that thing?
And about two trenches. Worth.
Two trenches? What the hell does that mean?
We're talking about this...
Here, let me check.
This herbal... Bend over, Dirk. We're going to put this inside your
body.
I'm
going to give you two fingers right now. Or one finger, because you look like a tidy.
I am a tidy, man. I can't have a... Okay, I will tell you
finger.
This.
You wouldn't want your girlfriend to give you one
I
finger.
I have had fingers inserted
after
in me.
After cinema, you showered, you're having a great time.
Dirk, please calm down. Settle down, okay?
God damn it.
Look it. I have... Let me tell you this. Listen
what?
To me. I have had men's fingers or two
men's fingers. I'm talking about women's fingers.
Two men's fingers inserted in, not at the same time, at different times in my life.
Oh, Lord.
Okay, because
this is just,
every year I would have to, they found blood in my stool one time. And so every year after that, the doctor would have to go and stick his finger in my ass.
Oh, one time.
One time they found it.
Adam,
and they,
this guy has problems.
Hey, I don't have a problem with my doctor doing it.
He doesn't want his girlfriend to do it, but he wants a guy to do it.
Dirk, you're an older man, so have you had a colonoscopy?
No, not yet.
No?
But it's coming up.
Yeah.
I'm 49, so they say when you turn 50, if you haven't had one yet, you have to have one.
Have you
so
ever
I'm
had anybody?
I'm looking forward to that.
Have you
so,
had a
party?
Had a,
yeah.
Make it a very special episode of the Del Talk Show.
A very special episode of the Dirk Side.
Hey, Dirk, have you ever...
Hi-yo!
Speaking of the Dirk,
can we find a doctor who would let us like film the whole thing? Can we make an episode out of it?
This is L.A., babe.
Oh, that'd be good.
You can find anything, man.
That sounds good. I think we can go downstairs and we can find somebody, I think, within a couple minutes and within a couple feet of the building who will participate.
All right. Hey,
are you ready?
Hey, engineer. So how many people are listening? You see?
Yeah, let me see.
Top
I got
secret,
this
man.
Here.
Oh, man. All right.
Yeah, we have about 4,900
people
listening
out there,
right
call
now.
Your friends.
Yeah,
this
800.
Is the one of the better shows he's got.
Yeah, 800-893-9562 and call in.
We got Adam Papagon, a famous Del Talk Show.
We're going to shove something up Dirk's asshole.
Up and coming writer and producer.
Who's producing? You're producing the Dirk Side?
No.
He's
just a fan.
Do you like the fact that he's doing the Dirk Side? Be honest.
Yeah, it's great.
So you don't feel anything like, oh, wait a minute, he's going.
Here's the thing.
Dude. The
guest bookings on the Del Talk Show, I mean... No public access show could ever compete with the caliber of guests that we get.
I want to tell you one thing about Adam. He will blow you the fuck away. He has volume like you wouldn't believe. I mean, I'm amazed.
Uh-huh.
He's got just in, I've known him for what, 2 years now?
Mm-hmm.
And he's done 15 shows, 2 years?
12. But
12?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I did more Del Talk shows than the original.
Before.
Run.
Yeah, before.
Right.
So just the past
this
2 years.
This is when you had hair. I saw that you had hair.
Now guess what?
Way back then.
Why did you shave your head?
I was up for a part.
Okay.
It was in the Michael Jordan biopic.
Oh.
And I like the way it looked after, so I just kept it.
Yeah, I went and I, he does volume. You want him around in whatever you're doing, because he's a workhorse, man, I'll tell you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So what's your show going to have? Like, what's your first show? Tell me about it.
Well, I'm on my third show, and I'm just got done filming parts of my fourth show. So, now I'm starting to get faster at it because I'm starting later in life, like just right now. So Adam started when he was 15. So he's really
how old
along,
are you,
so he can do. So I like to, you know,
Dirk,
when you get to the point where
he's
I can do 12 shows. 12 shows in a year or 12 shows in a year and a half, whatever, like he's doing. I think I could.
Okay.
Or at least, something like that, 10 or whatever. But
I think your show's going to be a good show.
I want to do a show a month.
I like Dirk.
I want to do a show a month.
I don't think you're going to love Dirk.
I do 12 in a year.
Yeah.
But it's something you have to learn. It's a skill. I did a show last fall. Two shows in the summer, and then now I'm doing another show. So I'm getting faster, but still, I'm still not up to Adam's level yet. But
your first venture into like doing stuff, like creative stuff, performing in front of people?
Yeah.
And stuff?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
How long has it been since your first? Is the Del Talk Show the first thing that you've actually come out in front of the camera?
Basically, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, it's all new to me. I left Chevron in 2004.
He seems very.
And then I was just bored and I was trying different things. And then I took screenwriting class like 5 years ago, barely passed with a C.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm writing scripts all the time and I'm doing other things. And it's a whole new world for me and it's whole totally new for me. I never thought I'd be
shopping some scripts around?
No.
No?
No.
So what are you writing them for?
Well, I do want to sell.
You're in
more
Hollywood,
scripts. But right now I'm doing. Right now I'm also doing scripts where I just have people come in and do things. And
well, the Anaheim Angels call themselves the Los Angeles Angels.
Yeah,
you know, of Anaheim. Mm-hmm. So I mean, that's like even farther.
Yeah, that's so true. Monrovia is much closer to Hollywood.
You could say you live in Hollywood.
What time is it? Are we done with this radio show?
No, we're not done yet. Relax, all right?
All right.
Which is a good idea. Let's take a
when that goes down to zero. Are we done?
That's it. We're done. Yeah.
Oh, and then we can go drink.
Yeah.
Oh, thank God.
You ready?
I mean, no. I love this show.
Well, hey, you know what? Let's play another couple songs, and we'll be back on the More Music Radio Pod. Listen to this.
Please let me talk.
Do you have a vibrator on? What?
Hey, John Bowles.
I'm trying to help you out because there's like there's a very strong buzzing.
You want to help me out? Be quiet.
Let go. Turn your vibrator off.
Yeah, turn the vibrator off.
I asked you to be quiet,
Dave. I asked you to turn your vibrator.
That's not a vibrator.
What's going on?
What's going on?
Is something weird going on?
All right.
That sounds like a vibrator.
You're being abducted by aliens right now. Is that what's going on? Hey, listen, hold on a second.
You know,
don't do that shit. Don't do that shit.
You really
don't do that shit.
I want to talk, damn it. Hey, Jeremy, I want to talk here.
Okay. All right, you know what? Let's play a couple songs and we'll be back.
We need to be more delicate than Mike. It's not a penis, you know? It's not that I would know.
Campus students stunned to learn what this federal complaint... Oh, my goodness.
The More Music Radio Pod. Broadcasting international downtown Los Angeles on Skid Row. We'll be right back.
Hi. Hi, everybody. This is Kazu Nagahama. I'm listening to the Mormon music video. No, music radio station.
More music. Oh, yes. More music the, radio pod.
The more music radio pod.
You know who I am? Do you know who I am?
Listening to the More Music Radio Pod on Skidrow.LA. Exclamation point!
All right, welcome back to the More Music Radio Pod. We are here at Skid Row Studios in downtown Los Angeles. You are listening to Skid Row Studios in the downtown...
Is that right?
Los Angeles.
Is that right?
Is that right?
My name is V of the Pina Tower.
I'm Senor Winces.
We are here with Adam Papagan.
Yeah, see, Adam Papagan, see.
And his friend is Dirk. His friend is Dirk, a really cool.
Is that right? Is that right?
Lee of the Pina Tower.
Is that right?
That voice is too familiar.
If you would take your head out of Johnny Carson's ass and listen to Skid Row Studios, you would know that that's Lee of the Piñata Hour.
No, that's Senor Wences.
Is it?
Yeah.
So Lee is doing... Lee
yeah,
is
he's
like doing,
if he does that, he's copying Senor Wences.
That's just the way he talks. So he's like Senor Wences. Dude, you know like all these old references. Like
yes.
you're in your like mid-20s, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're a young guy.
Yeah.
But you know stuff that like 60, 70-year-old people would know.
Well, because
how far do you go back?
Well, basically, I grew up watching The Simpsons a couple times a day.
Oh, okay. So
you know, because it was on three times a day, and I'd watch it every time it was on.
Same thing, like in cartoons too. Like you'd watch like some Looney Tunes.
I would hear about these things through TV, and then I'd want to know more about them or like what they were.
Yeah, yeah. Like Peter Lorre, like he would be the one in that one Looney Tunes with that yellow or orange monster guy.
Yeah,
and he was like, oh yes,
yeah.
I'm like, who's that guy? And then you see Peter Lorre, like, oh, that's what they were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit!
Yeah.
Wow.
And I've always liked the 50s and 60s anyway. So, you know, so it's fun to know more about it.
You don't even really like current stuff, right? Like, you don't like The Walking Dead. You don't like Breaking Bad. You don't...
Well, I don't like dramas in general.
That's true. That's what you told me. Yeah, you don't like dramas.
I do. We've been watching it at my house. We've been
you
watching
say in
American
general, though. So what? You have to have
story.
A fair... You have to have a fair...
Well, I like The O.C. a lot. One of my favorite shows.
Okay.
And I like Girls, you know, on HBO and, like, those kind of more dramatic comedies.
Mm-hmm.
Or I like Freaks and Geeks. Like, if it's good, it's
Freaks
good,
and Geeks just... is all right. I'm trying to get into that. It's on Netflix.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go right? check out Netflix on your Xbox.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stop jacking off to the computer, Dirk, and go check out Netflix.
But, no, in general, I don't like... Because with dramas, I feel that every week or every season... They just have to, like, keep pushing it to keep pushing the suspense. So eventually it's going to kind of peter out and be lame. Whereas a sitcom, it's just how the characters interact with each other and can just kind of go on forever. And it's more like real life where you have a group of friends and stuff comes your way. But in general, yeah. everything's pretty much the same every right. week in, week out.
What's your favorite TV show?
The Simpsons.
Simpsons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh yeah,
that's a good favorite.
It's a good one.
It's a good favorite to have.
Mm-hmm. I've never.
Good, what about lately show. Though? Have you tried watching The Simpsons lately? Like the newer ones?
Yeah, I still think there are funny episodes.
It's still on, right?
Yeah.
I think we.
Oh, yeah.
Me and my girlfriend watched a little bit of The Simpsons.
I like
funny?
To keep it fresh. I like to, you know, when I watch it, I want to like it's new. Mm-hmm. So sometimes I go weeks at a time without watching it,
mm-hmm.
and then when I watch it, I really enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So yeah,
I mean the like.
But
old
you don't like
episodes.
the Conan episodes where
no,
Conan wrote on it.
Those are great. No, he,
you
great.
Hate Conan O'Brien.
I don't
yeah,
hate Conan
what's
O'Brien.
With you and Conan O'Brien.
Don't start fighting with Adam yet, man. Come on.
No. I'm talking about you.
Oh,
what's
okay.
With you
no,
Conan?
I like Conan O'Brien.
You love him?
I don't love him. I mean, I'm not
making
right. love with him.
He's
but
all right.
I mean,
you know,
I'm an extreme
he's
like
a,
with
he's
his
hard
original.
Man. I'd hire him.
Show.
I don't watch him, but
I'm an extreme like with his show. The first lady. I was like, okay, let's see this guy, right?
Yeah.
Remember when David Letterman left late night to go to CBS because Jay Leno fucking stole the Tonight Show? Your boy Jay Leno stole the Tonight Show.
Here's the thing about
was
Jay
hiding
Leno.
In a fucking closet in a fucking secret meeting. And he fucking
what's
stole
this?
The well, fucking.
Well, he's hiding in the Stutz Bearcat.
I never saw the made-for-TV movie.
Late Shift.
Yeah.
It was good. It was good. It had
there's a made-for-TV movie on the late night thing.
Yeah, Late Shift.
What percentage?
I gotta see that.
You haven't seen
that would
shit?
Be right up my alley.
No, I'm yeah, serious.
Dude,
you haven't seen that?
No, I
didn't
feel
check it out.
I'm surprised I didn't watch it.
Somebody plays Jay Leno in it.
Yeah.
Netflix,
they made
right?
him with a big chin too. They put they put a prosthetic chin on him.
Gotta go look at a.
It's called late.
Gotta go look at a Buick Skylark.
Hey, we could probably watch it on the internet.
Hey, where's the internet?
You can watch it on Hulu TV, right?
I want the Tonight Show. I'll just watch it for the Tonight Show.
Let me.
You watch it on Hulu TV?
No, yeah, just show Deck. We want to watch Hulu TV. Yeah, we can't go. We're
on
Netflix.
Let
me. This is why I like Jay Leno. Let me give you an example, and then maybe you can start to see where I'm coming from. The segment headlines, or not headlines. Jaywalking. You know jaywalking where he like goes around and ducks people?
Uh-huh.
He's been doing that bit since he's
that
gone.
He stole that from Howard Stern.
Okay, well, did he
Howard
really?
Stern did that
kiss
first.
My balls.
Oh, did you he? Don't like Howard Stern?
No, I
get
do
the
not.
Fuck out of here, motherfucker.
I do not like him.
Nick,
did he steal
come
it?
In here, man. Get this motherfucker out of my fucking studio right now.
No, Nick.
How dare right, you say that?
Come on, you guys.
No, please,
come on.
All right.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Nick.
Nick got the.
Let him go, Nick. Let him go.
Got the little sawed off
bat.
He's got one of his bats. And it's written on the side. It says pee-pee whacker on it. I'm like, dude, Nick, just settle down. Vince just turned the pot again. Man. It's cool.
No, so you were talking about jaywalking. Sorry,
yeah,
I don't mean to interrupt.
I didn't hear that he's still. I thought, I don't know who invented it, but here's the thing with jaywalking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, over the past 20 years, science has advanced. Computers are much better. Sports records are being broken all the time. But people still do not know who the vice president is. There's just certain things where people are
God
never going to progress. Like they're all oh, they're smart
that one dude with the white hair and what's his name? His he's a white dude and he's a little bit older. He's kind of cool. What's that guy's name? Oh my God!
Dirk.
Do you know
that's
Nick?
His name
Dirk,
Vice President Dirk.
You're right. Nobody knows
I got
who.
No
who's the
idea,
president?
Man.
Joe Biden.
Barack Obama.
Romney, right?
Joe
that
Biden.
Guy Romney.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. No, Joe. I know who the vice president is,
damn
man.
It.
God
maybe
damn,
I have
jerk.
To get my...
That guy takes a train.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay, so I don't know. So you're a fan of Jay Leno.
It's just he's so bland and so corny.
there's something sort of like, I don't know, comforting about it, or just really? Like.
But he that sucks though, right?
It's edge? So corny.
What kind of edge is that?
But here's the thing: all of his jokes, they'll have like some truth to them. Like they always come from like a really like kind of harsh place. Like when he rips on OJ, it's like, yeah, well, you shouldn't have killed your wife, you know, or like with Tiger Woods, it's like, yeah, well, don't sleep with all those women. Yeah. Is that the guy who played Jay?
This actor.
What's it
actor,
called? Late Shift?
Yeah, it's called Late Shift. It's an HBO movie. It's really good. I thought you were fucking with me when you said you didn't see it.
No,
you, dude, you of all people should see this. It's really good. It shows you the story.
You know what? We should
how
watch
Jay Leno fucking
notes.
Ripped off the fucking Tonight Show.
No, Vince?
Johnny Carson hated Jay Leno, too.
Can I ask you a question, Vince?
What's that?
That's true.
Because you're so knowledgeable. What percentage of that movie is accurate?
Well, since I wasn't there, it could all be a fucking lie, you know? That's just the way I like to believe it.
There's
actually a book called The Late Shift.
I did read the write-up of it when it came out at the time, and it was supposed to be like one of those things where it was like, 60, 70% accurate. A lot of the theatrics behind the scenes, you know, were more for the movie, but certain, you know, things, obviously... You know.
That you're saying that there's a little bit of creative license to kind of put a little
bullshit. Yeah, but that's the way most movies are. You know, they're going to... Because you got to make it entertaining, too. And I think the real drama between Jay Leno and Letterman obviously wouldn't... Just like a lot of dramas between people might not be that entertaining. So, you know. But I think it was mostly
Jay
accurate.
Leno's a fucking
I think you learned something from it. I think you got... certain insights. And also what was interesting was they portrayed something that normally wasn't talked about was, you know, Jay Leno had a
I like it better, Jay Leno.
Yeah, he had that woman that was kind of pushing
his,
him.
His manager. Yeah, and she was played by Kathy Bates.
There.
Helen Kushnick.
So, yeah.
His manager, Helen Kushnick.
So bad.
She was such a dude. Kathy Bates, you remember Misery?
I love Kathy Bates.
She's fucking awesome, and she's awesome in this movie too because Helen Kushnick was like this really powerful agent. She was Jay Leno's agent, and she was the one who was like pulling the strings and stuff. Mm-hmm. And she got him the Tonight Show pretty much. And he fucking what he did. She got cancer. She was sick with cancer, and he fucking fired her because like after he got the Tonight Show, she rubbed everybody the wrong way. And so they said, you know what, it's either the Tonight Show or her.
He built his relationship.
And he fired her and she died.
And also tainted his relationship
at the
same time.
Jay Leno's a fucking creep, man. Like, he's such a fucking, like, bad person.
Who's this?
He's a heartless person, Jay Leno.
Oh, I'm sure he was nice to her behind the scenes.
You think so?
I think so.
Well, yeah, of course.
He loves classic automobiles. You guys.
He has these great...
Jay Leno owns a car powered on steam. He owns a lot of old cars. You're forgetting that.
Yeah.
His contribution to automotive history.
Yeah, he owns a dildo that's coal-fired steam... Steam powered,
like you know when somebody fucks you over,
and it comes in, and it really pleasures Mrs. Leno.
Have either of you ever been
God
fucked over by somebody? Like really, like somebody just fucking screws you over, you know?
Yeah, who screws you? I don't think Leno screwed her.
Maybe somebody, you know, stole something from you, stole an opportunity from you.
Oh yeah,
you know, fucking fucked your girlfriend, your wife, something. Somebody that screws you like that. Like Jay Leno could do that and like have like no conscience. That's what he sounds like from like all the stories I hear.
Coming down
he's
hard,
a guy.
Yeah, I don't know. I think he just sucks. I just hate him.
Dude.
His show is terrible.
He could be listening to
the
show
worst
right now.
Interviewer.
He's
a
guy.
You guys are defending Jay Leno.
There,
I can't believe it. Get out of here.
You're a good fella.
Sit down, guys. Come on,
it's
man.
Howard Stern.
Let me have some fun. Just sit down, man. God, jeez.
Thank God Adam Carolla had taken over for.
I hate that guy too.
You hate what? Adam Carolla?
Oh, you kissed my butt.
I can't get into that guy.
Dude, Adam Carolla is fucking tits up, dude.
Really? Oh, he's so funny.
He's a genius. He really is. Everything he says is so funny.
I like Jimmy Kimmel
better
than Adam
Carolla. He's very blue collar, and he speaks in a very blue collar nuts and bolts way.
Oh yeah, you know, I used to go, you know. Roof houses and stuff. It's like, fucking, who cares?
Yeah, it was carpet real. It's like Jesus, you know?
I saw when he took over for the Howard Stern show over here in L.A., it said, Adam Carolla, American genius. And I'm like, fuck that fucking poster.
What's on the
bed? No, I stole that poster from a payphone and hung it in my bedroom.
Oh, man.
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
The same poster.
I don't know, man. It's just, I guess it's just the.
I don't like Vince anymore. Let's walk out. Mm-hmm. Let's go. We got 21 minutes.
You wouldn't be the first. Hey, Nick, they wouldn't be the first, right? There was a band that we had in here.
Yeah.
And they got upset, not because of anything that I did, but a caller called in and said, hey, you know what? You guys are being assholes. By the way, 800-893-9562. Call up and, you know, defend me.
Yeah, we got 21 minutes. So
somebody called. There was this
band.
We'll
take your call. We'll answer your questions. Two fingers, one finger. What do you like?
This cumbia band called Very Be Careful.
Now, Vince doesn't like an enema before.
They're a good band.
His fingers put in.
They're not great.
He likes to do it dirty.
Dirt, calm down. Okay. I will get. I will leap over this table and just start, you know,
finger me?
On you. Okay. Fingering you.
You give me the Howard Stern? All right, yeah. Oh, yeah.
What don't you like about Howard Stern? Why don't people like him? I mean, I know why people don't like him, but I mean, what don't you like about him?
I just don't,
Have you heard his show?
I don't think he's that funny.
Have you heard his show?
Oh, dude, yeah. Okay. Tons and tons of times. And I worked at a job. When I was working on a job, in the morning, we had to listen to him. I worked with guys that were like just fans of his. And so when they got control of the radio, because, you know, you have to take turns controlling the radio, then I listened to tons of him. When I first heard he was outspoken, I listened to him a lot. Yeah.
And then I
was like, what? This guy is just doing it for me. He's not really that deep. He's just being vulgar, but not without being deep.
That's what I thought, too.
I still listened to him for several years more because I had to because the coworkers loved him.
Oh, okay.
And so in other words, I got really immersed in him. And I didn't get into Robin Quivers.
No good taste rubbed off on you from your coworkers?
You know, I didn't,
So you didn't like, but that's what I thought about Howard Stern when I first heard him. Is I thought that, you know, I'm just like, who? Because when he first came to LA, he's like from New York. I'm just like, fuck this guy. That's how I usually, I don't know if you guys noticed, like I'm usually just kind of like that. Like, fuck
You're
this guy. I hate
position.
Him. I hate
fuck this.
Until I like him, I hate him sometimes. And so, like, I heard Howard Stern.
Very punk.
And I'm like, yeah, that's what it
it's
is.
Very
it's
punk.
Very punk rock. And so, like, I heard Howard Stern. I'm like, this guy's an asshole. Why does everybody fucking like this guy? And I noticed that I would just keep listening to him because I'll be like, oh, man, what a fucking dick.
Well,
because
I'm just holding on, too.
No, not necessarily. I just wanted to hear
the shit
that
he
was talking about.
What about Jamie and Danny?
Hey, I was
Did you listen to Jamie and Danny?
You know what? I don't like you now. You like that shit? Oh, my God.
Hey, it's better than fucking Howard Stern. Jamie and Danny Bonaducci.
Are you wearing a butt plug right now?
And Crocky.
Hey, man. Are you have something inside your body?
Maybe they had Danny Bonaducci on for a while with the Adam Carolla.
Oh, yeah. Remember his show?
He literally
his
went out.
The
Partridge Family?
No, his reality show.
Breaking Bonaducci.
Yeah, did you see that?
No, I never saw that.
Fucking that guy's crazy,
no,
man.
That guy's out of his mind.
I like that
I
guy.
I met a guy.
I like that guy.
I was talking to a guy. I met this guy. God, I forgot who it was. It was just acquaintance. Somehow we're talking. Somehow that came up, Danny Bonaducci. And the weird part was when he was on the Adam Carolla show, he actually, well, on both shows, he would be sober for a while, and then he would go out and get, you know, back on drugs.
Yeah.
And same thing with Adam Carolla. He was sober. He's doing great. And then as he actually talked to him, well, last weekend, I started drinking again, but just had a few. Well, he's one of those guys that, you know, and sure enough, within a week, he was gone.
Yeah.
But anyway, I bumped into this guy who said, this is a couple years ago, he goes, it was in Encino, and it was a friend of a friend, and he goes, dude, it was a construction worker, and he goes, I was in this guy's house, we're standing in the bathroom, middle of the day, Danny Bonaducci comes in, and he bursts into the bathroom, he goes, oh, you guys are here in the bathroom, well, I hope you don't mind, I gotta do this, because I'm gonna go to the gym. He pulls down his pants, he pulls out a syringe and shoots himself in the ass.
Oh, it's steroids, yeah.
And it was steroids. And then he goes, oh, see, I go, don't worry, it's just steroids. And he leaves, and he looked at the guy's face, the owner of the house, because the guy just stood there pretending like wishing he wasn't there, because he embarrassed him more than you know. And then Danny leaves, and then he looks at the guy, and my friend that was construction worker said, something about that made me think, that may not have been steroids. Just the way Danny was acting, the way his friend was acting.
Well, when you take steroids,
it was just something about that. The way he just came in and had to like slam it.
It's almost like meth.
And he was all like tweaked out. It was just like, and then you know Danny is
They're thinking, just you know, give a shit what I'm no, saying, right? So. Like, he's not even looking at me.
Thinking about
yeah, you're just like a
left.
Fucking bulldozer, dude.
Left,
Jesus dude. Christ, sorry, man. I want to say, can I participate too? Shit, man.
You know what? Sure.
That, now
you,
I know why you don't like
show.
This guy, Adam.
I'll let you talk on my show. Like,
oh, you're going to let me on your
stop
show?
It, please.
I would love
please.
To be on your show.
Guys, boys, stop.
Boys.
I would love to be on your show. No, we're not
fighting. I will turn this radio show around. We will go right back.
I would love to be on... Well, actually, I was on The Roast. Let's talk about that, because that's coming out soon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the roast of... The man of the moment roast of David Liebehart.
It just goes to the... I love it. It goes to the microphone.
Yeah, I know. That's great to have when we're having a conversation.
Fucking John Cage over here. Hey, it's Moondog. Hey, Moondog.
Oh, let me touch it. Oh, yeah.
I don't know who that is.
Let me just put a pinky in. Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, there's 15 minutes of the show left. Yeah.
The listeners over 55 years old will understand that reference. Anyway, go ahead. You're talking about the David Liebehart roast, and it's
yes,
like roast
it's the
style.
Man of the Moment roast of David Liebehart. It features Vince here, and Dirk was as roastmaster, and some of David's best friends, including Chip the Black Boy, James Quall, and Karen Centerfold. And it's, you know, it's just a group of friends getting together, eating some tomatoes and carrots and pork rinds.
Celery.
And some celery. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And just, little the cherry tomatoes, mm-hmm. too.
Yeah, and just hanging out and, you know, honoring
because that's what you have
friend.
At a roast, right? Mm-hmm. You have vegetables and no drinks. Mm-hmm.
You're not allowed to have liquid inside the public access studio.
Because I wanted to go
especially
on with like a bottle,
now,
like a whiskey or
no,
something.
No.
And I already knew everybody was going to be uptight.
What if somebody brought liquor into KJM?
What happens? Because I knew everybody was already going to be all uptight.
Have you seen a cartoon where steam comes out of somebody's ears?
Yeah,
literally what would happen.
Let me tell you.
Thanks for using those cartoons.
Only one night a year on Oster night. The owner, not the owner, but excuse me, the boss comes in. He brings in wine, no hard liquor, just wine, no beer. And then you're allowed to have one or two small glasses of wine. And that's the alcohol consumption of that studio for the year.
Over here, you could fucking
for the
you
Oscars.
Could do anything you want here.
It was a great
we
Oscar party.
Drink
it was a great
any kind
spread.
Of liquor.
You got to go to it.
And you can fist quiet. People. And because somebody was fisted right there where you're sitting, like over that table.
Nobody was fisted
somebody
here.
Was fist, somebody was fisted
first?
Here on a show
did
called
they get
The
an
Love
enema
Life.
First?
Yes, indeed. There was
probably.
Fisting here at the studio.
I don't
did
know.
Did they get enema first?
Dirk, I didn't fucking ask her if she had a fucking enema. I wasn't even there. So I don't know.
Clean,
I'm
man.
Saying
it
somebody
be,
was fisted right
be.
There.
All right.
And yeah, somebody well. Had an anal cavity search the other day. On It's a Fair Question by from Vic Owens.
So how was it? Did you smell it?
On SkidRowStudios.LA.
Did you get your nose near it? Did you smell it?
I wasn't here, Dirk. Are you paying attention to me?
All right.
You know what? Let's take a break. You know, we got to take a break. It's getting
you don't want to talk about my radio program.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You know what? Let's do that when we come back because we got to play these songs. And we're going to talk about Adam Papagen's new radio program.
Yeah.
And I want to know all about it. Very intriguing. Dirk, do you have a radio program?
Oh,
nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
Okay,
mm-mm.
Hold on. Well, we'll be back on the More Music Radio Pod. Listen to this.
Broward Sheriff's deputies arrest a man who they say has more pussy than he can handle. I'm Kathleen Corsa with that story coming up on Channel 6 Action News.
Don't take this offensively.
The More Music Radio Pod.
Ooh!
SkidRow.LA.
Hey, what's happening? This is Kiki from East LA, and you're listening to More Music Radio Pod. Cabo. Young and the Beautiful, Tony Whitfield of the Kids of Whitney High, and you're listening to More Music Radio Pod at skidrow.la.
Oh, yeah. Hey, you still got to talk about your thing, right? Your radio show.
Welcome back to the More Music Radio Pod.
Welcome.
If Patrick is listening, I'm sorry, man. We were having so much fun, you know, arguing about, you know, is Jay Leno good? Is he suck a dick? Johnny Carson good? Is he...
all great.
Is it just good that he's gone? You decide.
It's great that that guy died of lung cancer.
You decide.
Hey,
he did?
Yeah.
Wow.
Hey, what about what's inhalers? Up? Is anybody in here have an inhaler?
I pulled out my inhaler and then Dirk goes, hey, inhaler. Yeah.
That doesn't sound like the Dirk I know.
Yeah.
He said, I want to have trouble breathing.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. You mean you can't breathe? All right.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right.
So you're going to have a radio show now?
Well, I have it now. It's actually airing right now.
Oh, awesome.
In the year 2019.
Right on.
Let me explain.
Are we on it now?
Please.
No, but you are going to be
on it. Hold on. Let me fix my hair.
Should I sit down for this or...
Stand up.
I am sitting down. Mm-hmm.
We got a caller.
Oh.
We have a caller on the More Music Radio Pod. Caller, you are on the air.
Hi.
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 I just want to say I agree with your guest. I love Jay Leno.
You love Jay Leno too?
Yeah, he's fantastic.
Aww.
What other things do you love? Do you like anal cavity searches?
No, but I like kitty litter and...
and Jay Leno?
I like hangnails.
Hmm.
I like hammer toes.
You like one or two fingers?
I don't know about fingers. I find them disgusting.
Oh. Well, I mean...
Dirk was talking about putting
Vince
fingers
from
inside
a guy.
Himself.
I was seeing from a girl.
Dirk said that he wants to have sex with a man.
No, I do not. Vince is the one who wants
Dirk
to have fingers
said
from
that
a man.
He was molested by a man
what
and liked it.
What is going on here?
He liked it.
My radio show is being commandeered.
So it was an actual
after
molestation.
After I commandeered it from Vince.
Yeah, if you like it, then it's not.
Yes.
Dirk is taking over the show. Have you been listening, Patrick?
Yes.
Yeah,
he's very much a presence.
I think I'm going to enjoy watching the Dirk side.
That's a good name. I like the show, right?
Yeah. He's going to have full insertion on himself.
No.
On his first episode.
I mean, I wish sometimes wanted to implode.
Hey, but Patrick, you know we're on Adam Papagen's new radio show.
We will be in 2019. Yes.
Okay.
Why 2019? Okay.
Well, the name of the show is
the time or a year?
It's the year. Mm-hmm. It's called the Time Capsule Radio Show. And basically what it is it's being recorded in 2013. It's a weekly show, but it will not air until 2019.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Airing right now in 2019.
Wow.
As we somewhere in the year 2019.
Oh, in a parallel universe, there's like a radio 2019.
Show. No, in the future it will be airing.
Yeah.
But just that you thought about it right now and said it right now,
it's going to
be happening now. In 2019.
In the vault.
Okay.
Put in the vault.
Like some wormhole shit,
no,
right?
No, not wormhole.
Okay.
It's recorded. It's
flux capacitor
recorded
shit.
Recorded in 2013.
Yeah. Do we have to go really fast and then...
No,
we,
okay. Not at all. That's the great thing about my system.
Yeah.
It's recorded in 2013.
By the way, the episodes, 88 miles per hour to travel through time.
Heck of a bargain.
I fucking do that every fucking day, man. That ain't shit. Like, you they should have chose plutonium. A faster speed.
On these freeways? Shit.
On the 110. I'll do that shit. Uh-huh. Anyway, go ahead. So we are in the future right now, right? Or
there's a version of ourselves that is in the future.
Okay.
And we will make it to 2019.
I'm there. Are you sure?
We're all there.
Oh,
or maybe
shit.
We won't be.
Unless you're in
here. But we're here
breaks.
Now. But what we do on the radio and any kind of recordings are saved for the future and forever.
You know, I really hope that we're all there. I hope that I'm feeling good. I hope that I might have figured some stuff out. And I'm.
Well, see, that's the idea of the
hopefully
show.
I'm not as much of an asshole as I am now. In 2019,
that's sort of.
I hope I'm a little better. Like I learn about myself.
That's sort of the idea of the show. You, we talk about.
I know I'm going to be buff.
Yeah.
I'm working out right now.
I didn't want to say anything, but last time I saw you, that you were kind of like. I saw you were trying to do some. It's not isometric. Mm-hmm. You were doing some isometric work.
Yes, I do 2.5 push-ups a day, and by that time I should be ripped, right?
But those are like jailhouse-style push-ups, right? You have like somebody sit on you.
Yeah, and they're 15 minutes, like 10 minutes up and then 10 minutes down.
Yeah.
It takes that long. So it's
the 10 minutes down is really hard.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard.
Yeah, but
sounds easy. You just drop the note.
It's hard to go down for 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Not for Dirk. He likes going down on men for like 20 minutes.
Hey.
I'm just kidding, man. I'm just kidding.
Well, that's what it takes, you know?
All right. So, yeah, man. So what do you think, man?
I like it.
Cool.
It's good.
All right. So what's going on, Patrick? We're in the last couple minutes of the show. And do you want to thank Adam Papagen and Dirk for being on the More Music Radio Pod for me?
Yes, thank you, Adam Papagen and Dirk, for being on the More Music Radio Pod.
No, really, guys, thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
I thought it was lots of fun.
Yeah. You guys are always welcome to come. If you want to come next week, I'm serious. You can come on the More Music Radio Pod. Are you down? Dirk, are you going to come next week? I mean, I need a little bit of help here, man.
Yeah, I could. I'm not...
I want commitment, man. I don't want you, you know. Okay, I'm not stupid bitch off the street where you're not going to, you know, treat me with respect.
You hoe, bitch.
Yeah.
You bitch, you hoe. I want Smokey
it's been
Robinson
a lot of fun.
To be president.
That was we should have called Sick.
Did she write that?
Yeah. Remember?
Wow.
That's
cool. So she actually has a little bit of a writing skill, huh?
She, like, every time.
She's not much of a personality, but she can write, huh?
I want to thank Patrick for calling up the More Music Radio Pod. Time. How you doing, Patrick? We got 50 seconds
left.
That's
kind of cool. That's all right.
I just want to, have you guys tried peanut butter Cheerios yet?
No.
What?
Are they good?
They're pretty good.
Okay.
They're on Millet Vons.
Now, how do they compare with the Reese's peanut butter cereal?
They're actually pretty similar.
Okay. Reese's peanut butter
like
stuff.
All right.
Cool.
Yeah, one's the balls and one's the little rings.
Yeah, different shapes.
Well, hey, thank you, Adam Papagen, and thank you, Dirk, from the Del Talk Show, for coming on the More Music Radio Pod.
Check out Time Capsule Radio program on a station near you in 2019.
And hopefully we'll be doing good.
Mm-hmm.
I have faith that we'll be doing okay.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. This has been the More Music Radio Pod. Check us out next week at 10 p.m. or around there. Maybe could be 10:30. Just fucking tune in and listen to More Music Radio Pod Thursdays, 10 p.m. SkidRowStudios.com. We'll catch you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.